listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. And today we will be talking with you about a whole bunch of things Browns-wise. Big news yesterday, of course, the transition tag placed on Alex Mack. What happens to T.J. Ward? What is this team doing in the draft? Questions upon questions upon questions, and we know you've got them, and you've tweeted us a bunch of them. Let's do a call first. Joe from Columbus has a question about Alex Mack. Joe, what do you got?
Afternoon. Actually, it's more of a comment. Mack has an option available to him that no one has really talked about yet. I mean, we heard the rumors last spring from the Charles Bentley camp that there was a Browns lineman that couldn't wait to get out of Cleveland, wanted to go back home. Well, if that is Alex Mack, it's dangerous for him to go get a four-year deal and let the Browns match it, because then he's stuck in Cleveland. So if Mack really doesn't want to be here, we'll find out, because he won't present the Browns any offer at all. He'll play for a year and then dare him to franchise tag him next year. In the meantime, we draft a center. We keep Alex Mack for a year. We groom his replacement. I don't see that as being a loser, by the way.
No, I agree with you. And one of the reasons, too, I think that they maybe went transition first is if that scenario plays out like you said, they can then franchise him next year, and he's still at the 100% of the franchise level. If they had franchised him and then franchised him, it goes up to 120% in right. The second year of a consecutive franchise tag on a player. So I think that there's no way, if the Browns want him to be here for a minimum of 2 years, there's no way he's not here for a minimum of 2 years. And that would give them the opportunity to do what the caller just said, and that is to bring in a replacement if need be. I think the ultimate goal here is to get a long-term deal done.
I think they want to get a long-term deal done. The fact that they didn't get one done can't be ignored. It factors into the conversation, and it prompts a call like that. Does he really want to be here? Is he someone? There were those stories that came out right after the Rob Chudzinski firing of unnamed players being unhappy with the situation and really questioning what was going on. And we don't know who said what to anybody, and I'm not saying Alex Mack said a word to anybody, but there was that acrimony in the locker room. We also saw quotes from DeQuell Jackson where he made references to wanting more stability when he wasn't able to work out what was a pay cut for him. In the case of Alex Mack, this is not a pay cut by any stretch, but is it enough to convince him to be here? And beyond money, does he want to stay here? And that we don't know. Richard in Bainbridge is with us now. Hello, Richard.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great, man. What's up?
Hey, I have a question about Khalil Mack. Everybody has him as an outside linebacker. I understand that. But with, like the 49ers linebacker, that Patrick Willis, right?
Yep.
This guy is the exact same size as him, like height and weight and speed if he ran a 4.5 today. And I'm thinking, why could not Khalil Mack play the inside linebacker position?
I think he could, too. I've heard more references to him being on the outside, but I think in the type of defense the Browns are running, and the more I study what I've seen from Mike Pettine's work in Buffalo and also prior to that with the Jets, I think players are a little more interchangeable, and I think their roles vary by situation more than being pigeonholed into a specific spot. And I think Mack's that kind of athlete.
He is. I just don't see a team drafting him at 4 overall to rush the passer.
He's got it. You've got to plan on rushing him, whether it's from the outside or the inside, but you've got to make him part of what you do aggressively. But also, pass coverage is important. If you're going to get that role, I mean, you know, the value of an outside linebacker, what he lacks in my mind for an ideal physical specimen in that end is height. You know, like, does he – but we've seen – And this is where the comparisons have been drawn. Dwight Freeney, Robert Mathis, guys who aren't the biggest guys who are very effective in that type of scheme. But that's different than, I mean, you think about where Mathis and Freeney thrived the most. And certainly, and Freedy did a good job in San Diego, but in that forefront and on turf and in working in Indianapolis.
Sure. Yes. So. We asked you to send us tweets using the hashtag AskCBD. You have done that as well. We'll get into some of those right now. At C-Town Proud says, top five free agents on the Browns wish list. And will Hoyer start all 16 games in 2014? Hashtag AskCBD. I'll give you my top. First of all, I'm not sure about Hoyer starting all 16 games. I think we'll have a better idea if that's even in the realm of possibility after the draft and free agency play out. So I would be surprised if that happens. But at the same time, if it ended up being the case and they surrounded him with Sammy Watkins and said, we're going to give Brian Hoyer the shot, we would know that. Right now, I think it's tough to know the plans and the intentions for Brian Hoyer and where he fits in. Top five free agents on the Browns wish list. So for me right now, I would rank them as follows, because I'm going to try to do a combination of who I want, but also at the same time, put it in a realistic perspective for the money that would be spent. You can't say the top five guys that are in free agency would all be at the top of your wish list. You're going to have to pick and choose at certain positions. So I'll say number one would be either Jarius Byrd or T.J. Ward. Getting a safety. To me, that would be the number one on my list. Number two for me would be cornerback Sam Shields, formerly of the Green Bay Packers. I think that he could come in, be that number two. He's probably going to be about the fifth or sixth paid corner out there with, you know, behind Grimes, who signed. You got Tlaib's going to be out there, Rodgers, Camardi, Vontae Davis. He could be out there. And if not, my backup would be Walter Thurmond III from Seattle. After that, I'm looking at a guard would be the next position on my list, and I think there are a couple guys you can look at that position for you. Number one would be the brother of Mitchell Schwartz, Jeff Schwartz. I really like Roger Saffold from the Rams. He can play tackle and guard. He moves very effectively, paved the way for Zach Stacy in the second half of that season. He's 26. And the other one would be John Asamoah, who's a very good run blocker. Ray Farmer knows him from Kansas City, and I think that he's somebody that could be a nice fit here. Number four for me, and this is it. I don't want them to sign more than four people anyway, but I'll say number four for me would be wide receiver, and I don't think they're going to spend the kind of money it would take to get a Golden Tate or a Julian Edelman, and I would understand that given the depth of this draft. Andre Roberts is a guy that intrigues me, though, because he can play inside or outside.
He's
been very effective when given the opportunity to play a bigger role at times due to injury down there in Arizona. Didn't really fit in the Bruce Arians offense, but I think could fit in very nicely here as a guy who can thrive in the red zone and help while a rookie comes in and is developed pretty good. Don't forget, this is a guy with 64 catches, 759 yards, and 5 touchdowns in 2012, can play both inside or outside. So somebody to look at there. Those would be my four. And then the fifth would be if the team decides to not take a Bridgewater or a Carr early, I would want to bring in one more veteran quarterback to compete with Brian Hoyer and whoever you draft later on, whether it be an Aaron Murray. And to me, that would be somebody like Matt Schaub would make a lot of sense given his history in the Kyle Shanahan offense. So in summary, at the top, Byrd or Ward at safety, Sam Shields at cornerback, followed by Walter Thurmond III. And then my third would be guard, would be either kind of a Jeff Schwartz, John Asamoah. Fourth, obviously, as I said, wide receiver. And I like Andre Roberts. I think he's the right price for what the Browns want to do in free agency.
Yeah, I like everybody, most everybody on your list. I especially like Roberts. I've gotten to know him a little bit. I think he's the right kind of fit, who's ready to break out of that shadow, that Larry Fitzgerald shadow, sure, that he was in Arizona. And I think he's ready. He's going to have that kind of year. Very smart guy, very driven athlete.
Good hands.
Really good hands, really great work ethic. He's everything you could want in a guy. And look, let's be blunt about it. The last two other receivers that this team had were both train wrecks in the sense of I think – whatever it might be, their lack of focus or meltdown time that you had with Devon Bess, and there were reasons even beyond their football that didn't allow their football to thrive the way it should. And I look, I'm not going to say that I know Roberts so well that I could tell you that I can guarantee there won't be an issue. Everybody's human. You don't know what's going on. But my sense of his background and everything else, to go along with talent, let's start with talent, I think he's got a better and a really good shot to succeed. All right, we are going to talk some more about the Browns free agent picture and so forth with Tom Withers from the Associated Press. That is next on this Football Tuesday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. He is Nathan Zagura. I'm Vic Carucci. This is ESPN 850 WKNR. Say what up in the morning. Brush my teeth. Find that clip I've been looking for since last night. I feel so caught up.